When 17-year-old model Daisy Calloway first crosses paths with 25-year-old extreme climber Rike Meadows, neither expects the profound connection that will develop between them. Their relationship begins innocently enough. Rike becomes a supportive presence in Daisy's life through his half-brother Lo's connection to her family. What starts as friendship evolves into something deeper as Rike recognizes layers to Daisy that others miss beneath her carefree exterior. Despite their growing emotional bond, Rike maintains appropriate boundaries out of respect for her age and his family obligations. Their dynamic carries a beautiful complexity. During late-night conversations when Daisy can't sleep, Rike becomes her protector and confidant. "You're quite the rebel, Calloway," he remarks during one of their garage conversations, maintaining distance while she tests boundaries. Everything changes during Daisy's professional crisis in Paris when inappropriate conduct by a designer leaves her vulnerable. Rike immediately flies to her side, finally acknowledging his genuine feelings. In an emergency stairwell, their relationship transforms as he admits, "I want to remain a constant in your life." Their connection, built on mutual understanding rather than physical attraction alone, becomes the foundation for healing they both desperately need. Behind Daisy's carefree facade lies profound trauma. At 18, she suffers from severe insomnia and night terrors, with Rike providing security by showing her his gun to reassure her safety. Her trauma stems from an attempted sexual assault in an elevator by former friends after Lily's addiction became public. This triggered relentless bullying, condoms in her locker, physical harassment, and rumors labeling her a closeted sex addict like her sister. These experiences left her afraid of locked doors, unable to sleep alone, and prone to risk-taking. Her modeling career compounds her anxiety, especially with her mother pressuring her to maintain an unhealthy weight and a designer publicly humiliating her about supposed weight gain. Healing begins when Rike joins her on a dangerous bridge ledge, demanding she scream everything you've been holding in. True healing comes when she confides in her sisters about the assault. As Rose reminds her, while Rike provides support, Daisy must ultimately move forward herself. Daisy's journey toward self-determination forms the emotional core of the story. At 18, she spent her life pleasing others, modeling for her mother, maintaining the Calloway brand's image, and hiding behind a perpetual smile. Her rebellion emerges through motorcycle riding, hair dyeing, and thrill-seeking. When a violent incident in Paris leaves her with a facial scar, Daisy feels relief rather than devastation at her ended modeling career. The scar becomes her liberation symbol. During their journey, Daisy embraces freedom by having Rike cut her long hair, locks her mother insisted upon. She celebrates by feeling wind through her shortened hair, physically manifesting her emotional freedom. Confronting her mother, Daisy stands firm. "I've spent so long pleasing you that I've become so, so depressed." She refuses suggestions about her future, needing to discover her own path. By the story's end, Daisy envisions a life on her terms while healing with family, finally ready to rise into her authentic self. Half-brothers Rike Meadows and Lauren Hale share a father but different upbringings. Lo grew up with their alcoholic billionaire father, Jonathan, while Rike was raised by his manipulative mother, Sarah, under her surname. Initially resentful of Lo's perceived privilege, Rike's view shifted after witnessing Lo being attacked in college, realizing they both suffered from their father's toxicity. Their relationship oscillates between tension and support, with Rike serving as Lo's sobriety coach. "I can't explain why I love him so much," Rike reflects, "except that he's the only one who understands what it's like to be manipulated by our father." Their brotherhood faces its greatest test when Lo discovers Rike's relationship with Daisy. After an emotional confrontation, Lo concedes, "I'll get over it. Just give me fucking time." Their bond deepens when Lo seeks Rike's input on comic manuscripts. By the story's end, Lo, pulling ahead during their run, symbolizes his growth and Rike evolving beyond being his brother's keeper. After Lily's sex addiction becomes public, the six main characters find themselves trapped in a relentless media circus. Paparazzi document their every move, tabloids dissect their relationships, and photographers eliminate privacy by camping outside their homes. During a private camping trip, they perform a cathartic ritual, burning false tabloid stories. Lily burns an article claiming she's spiraling, Connor destroys publications about Scott profiting from leaked videos, and Rose incinerates a piece labeling her an ice queen. The media targets Jonathan Hale with baseless molestation claims that Lowe and Lily deny. These fabrications create real consequences when Reich faces statutory rape allegations after innocent photos with Daisy appear online, though charges are later dropped. Even in remote locations, they can't escape. Their camping retreat ends when photographers discover them, hotel staff leak room numbers, and fans attempt to breach security. The surveillance intensifies Lily's anxiety, challenges Lowe's sobriety, and gives Rose insomnia. Yet they adapt by creating a fortress-like family unit, purchasing a secure compound while refusing to let public opinion dictate their lives. Physical risk serves as a powerful metaphor throughout the story. Reich, a professional free solo climber, embodies controlled risk-taking, facing fears directly and finding freedom through preparation that enables extraordinary achievements. For Daisy, risk provides escape from trauma. Standing on Reich's moving motorcycle, arms outstretched, she tells him, "I feel like I'm flying," her voice carrying both exhilaration and pain. Their shared affinity for danger creates a unique bond. Reich becomes both partner and mentor, teaching Daisy to channel reckless impulses into controlled challenges. During their cross-country road trip, they experience America through adventures in hidden lakes and iconic formations like Devil's Tower. The climax comes with Reich's free solo climb of El Capitan. Before the 3,000-foot granite monolith, he recalls Confucius. "It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop." His completion of the Yosemite Triple Crown mirrors his emotional journey. Their relationship itself embodies risk-taking, defying family expectations and opening themselves to potential heartbreak for a view worth the perilous ascent. The novel's title captures its central metaphor, Daisy as a hothouse flower, requiring both protection and freedom to thrive. Like a rare orchid, she embodies contradictory needs, adventure and security, independence and connection, wildness and tenderness. Reich recognizes this duality, calling her his hothouse flower after their emotional breakthrough. He understands her physical fearlessness exists alongside emotional vulnerability about family trauma. In their relationship, Reich provides the greenhouse, a safe space where Daisy can be authentic. His apartment becomes both sanctuary and launching pad, offering protection without confinement while respecting her autonomy. Daisy's journey involves accepting both strength and vulnerability. Initially hiding trauma behind cheerfulness, she learns that acknowledging pain demonstrates true strength. The metaphor represents the balance all characters seek between risk and safety, creating an environment where each can flourish authentically.